Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up and praise your name, Father. Oh, God, on tonight, we want to give you all the salutations, God, and all the accolades, Lord God. We want to reverence you on tonight and honor you, God, as we, Father God, bow down and worship you, Lord God. As we acknowledge, Father God, you being just who you are, Lord God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I am, God, and you are greater to be praised, God. You are I am that I am, Lord God. You are Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord God, the author and the finish, Lord God. You are in and everything, God, that we need you to be, Father God. We acknowledge you as being so, God, as we praise and worship you on tonight, God, because you are worthy and deserving of it all, Lord God, and we know that's the least that we can do, God, is give you our best praise and worship, Father God, because you have done so much for us, Lord God. We cannot thank you enough, Lord God, neither can we repay you for what you have done for us, Lord God, so we dare not sit in silence or let a rock cry out for us, God. We dare not allow the words to kill this life, Father God, situations or circumstances keep us, prevent us, or hold us back, or make us be mute from giving you our best praise and worship, God, because you are I am that I am. And we want to say thank you for that, Father God. We want to say thank you on today, Father God, because it was you that woke us up on this morning, put breath within our body, Lord God. It was you that allowed us to be able to see, Lord God, and think clearly, and Father God, soberly, Lord God. And we want to say thank you for that, God, because you are our mind regulator, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that allows all the fog and smoke to be clear, that we can think clearly, hear clearly, and see clearly, Lord God. You are the light in the darkness, Lord. And we just want to praise you on tonight, Father God, because we know, Lord God, we can't see during this life without you, Lord God. If it wasn't for your marvelous light that you bring to us each and every day to overshadow the darkness, Lord God, then we can see not only, Lord God, those things that take place within our lives, but we can see some things with us, God. And we just want to say thank you for allowing your light to shine on us, Lord God, and shine within us, Lord God, to expose some things that are not like you, Lord God, that your light may continue, Father God, to be shining within us, God, that the darkness won't dull it out, God. We want to say thank you, God, that your light is more powerful, that it overshadows the darkness that's within us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that your light shines within us, Lord God, to see those things inside of us, Lord God, that are not like you, Father God, and even those things that you need to fix and mend, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we are all your creations. We are all, Father God, your people, and you take great care in seeing about us, Lord God. You, Father God, take great consideration, Lord God, as you look us over and search us, Lord God, from the top to the bottom, inside out, Lord God, and find the broken things and put them back together, Father God. Find the missing things, Father God, and allow us to be put where it needs to be, Father God, allowing those things that lie dormant and allow them to grow and come to fruition and mature, Lord God. God, you are I am that I am for us, Lord God, and that's everything that we need you to be, God, a healer, a comforter, a way maker, Father God. You are even our avenger, you are our bulwarker, you are our mouthpiece, you are our shepherd, God. Lord, you are all of those things for us, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Yahweh, Lord. And we bless your name on tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to move out of your way, God, so that you can be in our way, God, so that we won't be us and that you can be you, God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to open up, Lord God, and make room for you to enter in, God, when it was cluttered up and jumbled up, God, because we know you're a great big old God, Lord, and we know you need room to enter in, Lord God, the places inside of our hearts, Lord, that you need to consume, Lord God. It cannot be consumed, Lord God, when we don't let you in. So we want to say thank you for softening our hearts. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a heart of flesh, Lord God, that we can allow you to enter in and have your way, God. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless and praise you on today, Father God, because we are nothing without you, Lord God. You are the very reason that we are who we are today, God. You are the very reason, Lord God, that we are becoming who we're becoming, Lord God. It's not by chance, Lord God, and it has nothing to do with us, Lord God. It is all you, Lord God, and the great work that you have begun in us, Lord God. Because you are I am, Lord God. And we want to say thank you today, Lord God, that you take a pleasure in being I am for us, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God. You love us just that much that you want to solve our problems and meet our needs, Lord God. That you want to carry our loads, our weights, our burdens, Lord God.
God, that you want to be our way maker, Lord God. So on tonight, guys, we acknowledge you for being who you are, for being I am that I am, Lord God. We welcome you in, Lord God, to have your way, God, and be for us what you need to be, Lord God, because we don't know what we need, God, but we know that you do, Father God, and we trust you with us, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we decrease that you may increase, God. Less of us and more of you, God. In this breakthrough service on tonight, we need you to be a chain breaker, a cycle breaker, a generational curse breaker, Lord God. We need you, Father God, to be a path creator on today, Father God, a guider and an instructor. We need you to be light on tonight. In this breakthrough service, God, we need you to help us, Lord God, because we can't do it on our own, Lord. We need you, God, and we came tonight looking for you to be our I am, oh Lord, because we know, Lord God, with you all things are possible. We know that your arms are not short and neither are they slack, Lord God. We know that you are more than able and capable, God, of doing the extreme of all we can ask, think, or even imagine, Lord God. So on tonight, be I am for us, Lord God. Whether we need peace, Lord, whether we need comfort, whether we need a friend, Lord God, you are I am for us, Lord God, because you say you'll be the mother to the mothers and the father to the fathers, a sister to the sisters, a brother to the brothers. You'll be our very friend. So on tonight, God, be I am for us, Lord God. We welcome you in on tonight, Lord God, to come and see about us and meet us in the sanctuary, Lord God, and wrap your arms around us and father us, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. We know, Father God, if we don't put it in your hands, God, it would not, Father God, be the way that it needs to be, God, because you are the potter, Lord, and we are the clay, Lord God, and you are also the author and the finisher, Lord God. So we know, God, no matter where it pertains to, what is concerned, Lord God, we can bring it to you, Lord God, and lay it at your feet, God. So, Lord God, that's just what we're going to do right now, God. We're going to cast our cares and pray because you care for us, God. We're going to bring you our troubles and concerns and issues and lay them at your feet, God. And we welcome you to be our end within our lives, Father God. Because, Lord God, you have been so dependable. You have never failed us, God. And your track record, Father God, says success and no failures, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, it does not matter what it looks like, God. It don't matter what it's pertaining to, Lord God. No matter who is included or what's missing, Lord God. All power is within your hands, Lord God. And we know that you can do it, Lord God, because you are able, Lord God. You are able, Lord God, to bring that loved one into life, Father God. You are able, Lord God, to tame those untamed children, Lord God. You are able, Lord God, to save our unsaved loved ones, God. You're able, Lord God, to regulate their mind. You're able to make the provision, Lord God. You're able to be the healer, Lord God. You're able to be the way maker, Lord God. Whatever it is that we need, Lord God, we know we can find it in you, Lord God. All we got to do is trust you, Lord God. So we are trusting you, Lord God. Even the more, Lord God, as we come to you right now, God, bow humbly before your throne, Lord God. Let it all at your feet, Father God, because we want to make more room for you to enter in, Lord God. We'll welcome you into our lives even the more, Lord God, because we know we have not come this far on our own, Lord God, as we continue, Father God, to walk this journey, Lord God, continue to venture out on this path, Father God, going to these uncharted waters, these unfamiliar territories, God. We know that you are there, Lord, because you said, God, you will never leave us or forsake us, God. We know even in the fire, you are there, Lord God. And in that fire, we know you're consuming some things and burning some things off, Father God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, God, for being that consuming fire and burning off some things that's not like you. Thank you on tonight, God, for being the wisdom and knowledge that we need, God. Thank you on tonight, God, for being our confidence and our courage and the backbone that we need, giving us that structure, that solidity, that foundation, that anchoring, that rooting in you that we need, Father God, because we know you didn't create us, Lord God, to be in a place of fear. But you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, God, to face any and every giant. Because your word says, if you are for us, who can be against us, Father God? Your word says, even though the weapons formed, they will not prosper, Lord God. So on tonight, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you have proven yourself to us many times. And you have been the same God that you are in the Bible, that you are for us within our lives. You do not change. Oh God, we bless you on tonight for being an unchanging, all-powerful, almighty God. We bless you on tonight, Father God, for being the one who knows all and sees all, God. You are omniscient and you're omnipresent, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your eyes and ears are everywhere, God. We thank you, God, that you're not oblivious to anything that's going on within our lives. Nothing takes you by surprise, God. So we want to just thank you on today, Father God, for knowing what goes on within our lives, God, and then supplying for us what we need, God. You truly are the supplier, God. And we know, Lord God, whatever it is we need, we can ask you for, God. But we must come to you believing, Lord God. And we believe, Lord God, that you are I am that I am. So as we cast our cares upon you, lay them at your feet. As we bring you the troubles and concerns, oh God, not just for ourselves, God, but those we stand in the gap for, Father God. We trust you with us, Lord God. We believe in you, Father God, and stand on your word, Lord God, because we know that your word is true. And knowing that all things are possible for our strong and mighty God. Oh God, on tonight, I'm asking you to continue to touch your people, Lord God. Let them be empowered, Lord God, in you, Father God. May we continue to walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. Even though we may have not seen it yet, Lord God, may we continue to trust and believe, Father God. Continue, Father God, to help us to recognize, Father God, the devices and tactics of the enemy, Lord God. The snares and the traps that he sets, Lord God. Even the smallest pinhole, Lord God. May we continue, Father God, to watch as well as pray and stand on guard and stand on post, Lord God. Standing fully armored on, Lord God. Because we know he's on his job and we must stay on ours, Lord God. And we know for sure and for certain that you are for us, God. You are behind us and all as well beside us, Lord God. So on tonight, be with us right now as we are in the sanctuary, Lord God. And be who you need to be for your people, God. Those who are here right now, God, and even those who are on the way. And those, Lord God, who want to come and can't make it, Lord God. And those who need to come, Lord God. And they just simply won't, God. I'm even asking, God, that you'll be I am for them, Father God. And that they will know without a shadow of a doubt. With no uncertainties, Lord God, that it is you, Lord God, that's performing every miracle, sign, and wonder. It is you, Lord God, that's opening every door and giving them every opportunity. It is you, Lord God, that's making the ways and saving them and keeping them, Father God, because we can't save and keep ourselves, Lord God. You are the one who protects us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Things seen and unseen and known and unknown, God. It is you, Lord God, that sustains us, Lord God, and keeps us, Lord God, because we cannot sustain and keep ourselves, God. Oh, God, on tonight, we want to say thank you. For being I am for us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have allowed us to visibly see and witness, God, and even be a part of, Father God, that we have that assurance, that confidence, and knowing that you are able, Lord God. You are able to do it, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we stand in the gap for this nation. We ask you tonight to continue to be I am for your people, God. Every person on the prayer wall, God, every person on the altar and the altar box, God. Every individual we have called out for name, you by in you, Father God, by prayer. We uplift them up to you on tonight, Father God, because we know, God, that you have no respect of persons. Let your people not think and believe it that you have favorites, Lord God. You don't have favorites, Lord God, but you do favor. So God, on tonight, let your people know, Lord God, it's all accessible to each and every one of them on tonight, Lord God. If they do what you ask and require and need of them, Father God. If they open up and let you in and not shut you out and not even shut down, God. If they love you with all their hearts, minds, body, and soul, and they surrender all to you, Lord God. Troubles, concerns, worries, issues, struggles, challenges, because you are I am for us, Lord God. And you can do it, Lord God. You can break that habit. You can break that addiction. You can change that thought, Father God. You can situate those things inside that are unsituated, Lord God. You can move that thing, Lord God, that your people may think and believe is not movable, Father God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Your word has power. Because in the beginning, God, when you spoke some things came into existence. When you told some things to move, it moved, Father God. So we know even in our very lives right now, God, we too can speak a thing because you said you put that power on inside of God. And it's power in the words that we speak, God. So may we continue, Lord God, to speak to some things in our lives and tell them to move. Speak some things in our lives, God, and tell them to get active, Father God. And even stop and be still, Lord God. Because you said we have the power to do so, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we touch and agree, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that you have spoken to us, God, that has to move, has to move. It has to be still, will be still, Lord God. That needs to be arranged will be arranged, Father God, as we pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you know everything that we all need individually and collectively, Father God. So on tonight, God, according to your will, your purpose, your plan, God, let it be done, Father God. Lord God, on tonight, continue to see about your people, Lord God. Continue to see about those, Lord God, we have brought before you that's grieving from the loss of a loved one, God. Lord God, continue to wipe every away every tear and every place of sadness and sorrow, God, and give them joy and laughter. Remove any anger and any bitterness, Father God, and any frustration, Father God, for not being able to understand your timing, because we'll never be able to come to that understanding, but just simply having a heart of acceptance, Lord God. Oh God, touch your people on tonight, Lord God. Continue to touch our children, Lord God. Continue to touch their hearts and touch their minds, God. Change or rearrange some things, God. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to even touch your adult children on today, God. Touch their heart and touch their mind. Regulate and change some things, God. Because we know, God, you are able to do it, Lord God. We bring these things to you on tonight. We stand a gap for your people, God, because we know, God, that you are I am that I am. Because we have witnessed you do it, Lord God. And because we know, God, that you do not change, we know you can do it again, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for doing it for us over and over and over and over again, God, in every area of our life, God. No matter what it's pertaining to, Lord God, no matter what it's about or who it's including, God, you keep on doing it over and over and over again, God. You even do it suddenly, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, God, for the suddenlies. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that we know, Father God, that you don't got to take all day and take all night, Lord God. So may we continue to wait in anticipation and expectation, Lord God. But in the midst of you doing what you're doing, Lord God, continue to complete the work that you have begun in us, God. Continue, Lord God, to take away everything that's not like you, Lord God. Remove everything, Lord God, that hinders us. Everything, Father God, that prevents us from maturing and growing in you, God. Everything, Lord God, that puts us in a place that's not pleasing in your sight, God. That is what we are here for on tonight in breakthrough service, God. For you to take some things away, Lord God. Take some things away, God. If you need to take it all away, God, take it all away, God. Whatever you see fit, Lord God, because you know how much each and every one of us individually can handle. Some of us can handle you taking it all away. And some of us, Lord God, can only handle you taking some of it away, Lord God. Bit by bit, Lord God. Whatever it is that you see fit, Lord God, you are welcome to have your way because we trust you with us, Lord God. Because you handled us with such great care, Lord God. So God, I'm asking on tonight, may your people, Lord God, not lean away from you, but lean into you, lean on you, Lord God, allow you to continue to develop them on tonight, God, that we would not be underdeveloped, Father God, that the thing that you put on the inside of us, Lord God, that it would grow to its proper timing, Lord God, that when it's time for it to be birthed out, Lord God, it's full term, Lord God. Lord God, do it on tonight. That thing for your people spiritually, that thing for your people natural, Lord God, whatever it is that you see fit, Lord God, you know what's best, Lord God. We thank you on tonight for being I am for us, Lord God. Thank you on tonight, Lord God, for continuing to meet us in the sanctuary, Lord God, and doing what you do best over and over and over again, time after time after time, God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God, because we know, Lord God, that nobody else can do us like you can, Lord God. Nobody else, God, does for us what you do. Nobody else shows up right on time, God, especially, Lord God, when we're in that point where we're ready to throw it all away. You put the broken pieces back together, Father God. You let everything fall in place right on time. We thank you for making sure that we are ready, Lord God, to receive what you have in store for us, Lord God. So we come before you right now, Lord God, with our hands open and our hearts open, that we may receive every blessing as you teach us how to receive, Lord God. Continue, God, to give us a spirit of humility, meekness, and lowness, Father God. May we continue, Lord God, to stay humble before you, Lord God, because we are nothing without you, God, and we can obtain nothing in this life without you, Lord God. Lord God, continue to move on behalf of your people, God. Continue, Lord God, to do that thing, Lord God, that they think is impossible, because there's nothing impossible or too hard for you, God. God, continue to touch our hearts with any motives, God, any agendas, any ill will, God, any ill intent, any, Father God, hidden motives, God. Anything, Lord God, that will hinder our prayers from going forth, Lord God, let them not go amiss, Lord God. And even the prayers that we need to store up, Lord God, continue to filter them, Lord God, that in your perfect time they'll be released, Lord God. We just want to thank you on tonight and tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you, Father God. And most of all, thank you for Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight as we go forward, we come to you, Lord God, with a heart of remorse. And we ask, Lord God, on tonight that you continue to forgive us from all of our sins and all of our wrongdoings, God, all of our iniquities and trespass, Lord God, knowing and unknown, Lord God, because when we come before you, Lord God, we want to make sure that our hearts are always clear, always rightly postured when we come to you, Lord God, that when we come to you, Lord God, that you'll be able to hear us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you one today. Thank you, God, for purifying and washing our hearts. Thank you, Lord God, for even giving us a heart and mind to consider and reconsider your righteousness, Lord God. That you may continue, Lord God, to clean our righteousness up, Lord God, so it won't be these tattered and filthy rags. Thank you for the blood that's shed to wash these tattered rags and giving us new garments, Lord God, that we may be new creatures in you, God. We want to say thank you for making us new in you, God. giving us the opportunity to begin again and start over, Lord God. Your grace and your mercy truly is more than enough. And we thank you for it all tonight. Oh God, I pour your spirit on tonight. Meet us here as we gather together in the sanctuary, Lord God. We fellowship, love, and unity, God. Let the word edify us, God, and the speaker that's bringing it, Lord God, stir it up in the bowels of their belly, Father God, even what to say and how to say and what to pray, God. May it fall on ears, Lord God, that are not deaf, but that are receiving. May it fall on the heart, Lord God, that's open and flesh, Lord God, and not hardened. That your word, Lord God, will go in and stimulate us, God, and that it will go into our bellies, Lord God, and that we'll be able to properly digest it, Lord God, that we may continue to be properly nurtured and nourished, God. We thank you for your word that you continue to nurture and nourish us with continuously, daily, Lord God. Our daily bread, we thank you for it, Lord God, because without that word, Lord God, we have nothing, Lord God. So let your word go forth and do what it does best, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Go in, cutting, dividing, asunder between the bones and the marrow, Father God. And even if it offends, it's okay, Lord God. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, because your word needs to come in and move some things in the hearts and minds of your people. And we thank you for your word on tonight as we go forward. Lord, we tell you tonight that we love you and that we appreciate you so much, God. And we pray and ask these things, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.